At Project 202, we are tasked with creating a Windows Vista sidebar gadget for the Chip Ganassi Racing team. Chip Ganassi Racing has drivers in NASCAR, IndyCar, and the Rolex series of Grand Am. They were looking for something that featured their drivers, was graphically stunning, and extended their web presence to the desktop. This project had the unique aspect of allowing us to do cool things just for the fun of it. Most software applications are strictly meant to be practical and aren't suited to gratuitous animation and design, but this was different. As designers, we were able to flex our creative muscles and produce something fun to interact with at the same time as it solved the business needs.
I know about this. Step away from the eclipse. Follow the dominance that's shadowing your life.
We began with brainstorming and fun, quick illustrations. The exterior framework of this solution could have been many things, so we wanted to explore some possibilities first. After this initial brainstorming phase, we put that work aside and began the discovery process. Our discovery process allows us to look at the needs of the user, client, and market. It helped reveal opportunities and solidify requirements so that we could move on to the design phase. At this time, we mapped out the intended information architecture and created wireframe drawings of the high-level navigation. Then we began filling in the details, working out the small countless challenges that arose until we had something that internally we were happy with and the client felt surpassed their needs. Once we solidified the high-level aspects of the wireframes, we began the visual explorations, taking some of the original brainstorming ideas and working them into the constraints of the new framework. Many different ideas emerged until we found something that seemed to rock. NASCAR has taken a new marketing direction of "It's not your dad's NASCAR anymore." The visual material within their commercials is grungier and meant to appeal to a younger audience. This helped to steer our designs to what you see here. We wanted to strongly suggest the idea of a car and employed many car qualities to achieve this goal. We knew we wanted realistic reflections for the gadget body and the bottom schedule drawer. Plus, we had the idea of a spinning car tire to be used as a chooser control for the different racing series, so we made use of Autodesk's 3D Studio Max. Here is the tire animation in wireframe, now with textures and lighting, and lastly, we added a particle system to achieve the smoke effect. We assembled the various graphics in Photoshop and then deconstructed and rebuilt it in Expression Blend. So much of what makes this gadget work is happening in XAML markup. There's quite a bit of C# code, but most of the functionality is handled through data binding directly to XML data feeds. Overall, we had a blast creating this gadget. It was made available to the public for the 2008 racing season.